Matthew chapter 10, we're going to read some Bible here. Matthew chapter 10. We'll read some prayer letters in a minute, but I wanted to read this to you. Sunday night we read Matthew chapter 12. And if you got your Bible, you ought to mark these verses in your Bible. And they're good verses to mark and have them know where they're at. And in Matthew chapter 10, it says, when he had called on him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits and to cast them out and to heal all manners of sickness and all manners of disease. Now, I believe the Lord can heal. I know he can. I've seen him do it. But it wasn't by Benny Hinn or some of these other preachers on TV slapping people down, trying to take up an offering 15 times and trying to get your money and all that stuff. This is called the apostles' power. They had an apostle. They were disciples, and then they were apostles, and they had power. And I told you Sunday night, the apostleship, the power of the apostle came to nothing when the scriptures were fulfilled. So how do you know that? Because the apostle Paul left someone sick in Melina, and sick, I think it was in Melina, and he left, who was it? Luke? No, that wasn't Luke. Luke was the physician. He left, my mind just slipped there. But he left somebody sick there, and he couldn't heal him, but Paul was could heal. He was an apostle. Jesse, you messing with this thing? Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, John, his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the publican, publican, James, the son of Alphaeus and Lephaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 went forth, Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles. Now, you need to mark that in your Bible. He said, go not in the way of the Gentiles, and in any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. He told his disciples, his apostles, don't go into any Gentile cities, and don't go into Samaria, because the Samaria were half-breed Gentile Jews. Now, after the Jews rejected him so many times, then Paul said, I go to the Gentiles. And thank God us Gentile dogs got in. But go rather to the lost sheep of House Israel. He gave Israel three chances. And if you find Paul gave him three chances, dealt with him three times, he goes after him. And three times. And the Lord, it's almost like the Lord deals with people and gives them three chances in life. Maybe sometimes more. I don't know. I don't know that for a fact. But he gives Israel three chances. Paul gives Israel three chances. And then they rejected him. And it says, and as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Notice the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. We've went over that. The kingdom of heaven is physical. The kingdom of God is spiritual. Heal the sick. Cleanse the leper. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Go back to the thing about the tongues and all that stuff. It says it was a sign. These things were signs to the nation of Israel because the Jews require a sign, according to 1 Corinthians. Jews had to see a sign. You and I don't have to see a sign. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
The just must live by faith. You got a book that generates faith. It should generate faith if you read it, study it, and your life. And the just shall live by faith. You don't need to say, God, turn the sundial back so I can know for sure this is what you're going to do. You don't do that. The Jews had to have a sign. And whenever a Jew had a prophet came up and they preached, they said, what's going to be signed thereof? And that's when you read Isaiah about Jesus Christ being born. It said there's going to be a child born and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Jews always require a sign. I'll show you where that's at. Hold your place in Matthew. Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22. 1 Corinthians 1:22. Whenever somebody says, you got to speak in tongues and all that stuff, they're crazy. They're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. I ran into a girl in Lowe's. Linda and I was there. She came to church. She's going to be here in church Sunday, supposedly. And she's got a couple kids. And her name's Whitney. Not Whitney Houston. Whitney. Whitney Houston's not with us no more. Yeah, I just went there. Turn me back on this thing. And this girl named Whitney, she said she went to church with, how many of y'all remember Candy? Used to come to church here. She said, Candy invited me to go to church. I went with Candy. She said, preacher. She said, what a crazy church. I said, we're crazy. We're a crazy church. But she said, oh, I'm talking about, she said, weird. She said, I went with Candy. And she said, they started speaking in tongues. People started falling out on the floor and all kinds of stuff. She said, she said, preacher, God help me. She said, the pastor, he's gay as all get out. She said, he has a boyfriend, I think. And I said, you got to be kidding. I said, Candy's going there. I said, Candy knows better than that. Amen. She said, Candy goes there and she thinks it's the greatest. She said, she was running our church down. I said, I don't care. I don't know why she would run our church down. But she said, going there, she said, I ain't never going back to that place. And I said, thank God. She said, I told her, I'm going back to my church. And, you know, it's some crazy stuff out there, man. They don't believe the book. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why somebody would go. We had a lady get mad at me one time here, and she went down to another church, and she went to a church. What it was, we had the kids up here singing in the choir. I didn't plan on going in this way tonight, but it's going to happen. But had the kids up here singing in the choir. And this lady came to me. Her daughter sang in the choir, and she said, I can't get a blessing out of the choir singing because that girl's up there. And I know what she's doing. She's running around doing this and doing that. I said, wait, hey, I know what she's doing. She said, why do you let her sing in the choir? I said, maybe she'll get under conviction and hit the floor. Amen. And she said, well, you ought to, if I knew it for a fact, but I'm just going by what you say, I can't go by what you say. And I said, if I know it for a fact, I pray God get a hold of me. And the girls not singing in the choir no more. But she said, well, I'm going to another church. I said, really? You going to another church? She said, yeah. She told me what church she was going to. And I said, really? You going to that church? I said, now you can't get a blessing because a girl up here singing. But you're going to go to a church that believes in speaking in tongues, don't even believe the King James Bible's Word of God, and you're going to go there, believe they lose your salvation and all that stuff. You're going to go there. And by this time, I'm yelling. Jesse's sitting in the room. I'm yelling in the phone. She hangs up on me. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, you got to be kidding. You go to, just because some girl, what it was a competition between her daughter and this other girl. Who was going to do what? So anyway. Let's go back to the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Corinthians 1, 22. For the Jews require a what?
Sign.
And the Greeks seek after wisdom. Anytime you find a sign in the Bible, is always to the Jews. Now, in Matthew 24, the Lord's going to send signs in the sky. He's going to send all kinds of signs. Matthew 21, when all hell breaks loose in the tribulation, God's going to send signs. And the Jews are going to get it. The Gentiles ain't. The Gentiles are going to say this. Oh, I seen that in the movie. I know what happens. And it does it. So anyway, go back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 12 or 10. Matthew 10. Isn't it crazy how they come out with movies? They can't leave the Bible alone. They keep going, end times, the end of the world. You got to have superheroes going to save the world and all that stuff and get the villains. And they never mention Jesus Christ. Never mention. Never talk about Jesus. Not one time. Never mention. You know who the superhero is? Jesus Christ. Yeah. And so the devil is definitely the villain. And one day the Bible says, you know what's crazy about it? We know how this is all going to end up. Amen. You say, oh, how do you know that Bible's right? It's going right according to plan.
Yeah.
All right. Go back to Matthew chapter 10. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. And you haven't seen anybody raise any dead lately, have you? The only one I know raised the dead was Jesus Christ. And these guys that claim it, and they drink any deadly poison, all that stuff, they end up dead themselves. It says, and raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purse. And it says, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire into the in it worthy, there abide till ye go hence. And when ye come into the house, salute it. It's not like standing out in front of the house, but it's going and blessing the house. Salute the house. Now, if you want to stand, if I ride by and see you standing in front of the house doing that, that's fine. You can do that. If you see the flag and salute. Yeah. If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when ye depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Now, I've done that before. And he said, what did it do? I was letting the Lord know they're not saved, God. They need to get right. They need to get, but this is a physical thing that the apostles had power. You know what Jesus said to the apostles? He said this. Somebody find me the verse. I know it just popped in my head. That he said, whatsoever you shall bound in heaven or on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose. And see, that was the apostles' creed, apostles' power. Look at verse 15. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And it says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Underline that. That's a great verse. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Serpents are very wise and just want to be harmless as doves. But beware of men. Amen. Beware of men. For they will deliver you up into the council. He's preparing the Jews for what's coming. He's preparing the Jews, tribulation, and for what, when Rome comes to the city of Jerusalem, he says, beware men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. It happened with Peter, James, and John. It happened in the book of Acts. They were brought up, they were whooped, and then they preached. They ended up preaching. And the Bible says they went away rejoicing that they might be able to suffer for the name of Christ. Now, if Americans, us, if we got persecuted a little bit for Jesus Christ, we'd get upset and quit. We quit serving, going to church. We quit reading our Bible. Said, why, Lord, let me have that happen to me? And Earl, you used to say, give yourself to suffering. We don't want to do that. Nobody wants to suffer. And we all that way. We're all in the same boat. We don't want to suffer. He says, beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And talking about the Jewish people that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And when they deliver you up, take no thought how what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up brother to death, father the child. That goes on right now. That goes on in communist countries. It goes on to different places. The brother shall, but in the tribulation, that's going to happen repeatedly. And the brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father and the child, and the children shall raise up against their parents. That's happening in America all over. Children shall raise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And it shall be hated, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. There's a lot of people that teach that the only way you can be saved is endure to the end. And that's the only way you can be saved. Endure to the end. I ask people this. I said, what are you enduring the end to? Your life? That's talking about the tribulation. He that endured the end, the same shall be saved. To show you again, go to Matthew 24. Here it comes again, Matthew 24. Matthew 24, look at verse 12. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It's building up, building up, building up, building up. The love of many waxing cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's talking about tribulation. Matthew 24 tells you all this stuff. And everything, it goes in steps. It's coming up, coming up, coming up, getting worse and worse and worse. I've had people tell me, so I wish we were back in the 50s, living like in the 50s. And you know what? All these, these guys are running against each other, they said they're trying to turn back time. They're trying to take us back to the dark ages. They're trying to take us back to 1950. I say, hallelujah, that'd be a blessing. That'd be a blessing to go back in the 50s. How many of y'all would love to live in the 50s?
Amen.
Amen, I would. Yep. Man, you didn't have all this crime. You didn't have all the mess. You didn't have all that junk going on. All right, let's get back. Don't worry, I haven't been out in the sun too long today. Chapter 16? 16:19. Go to Matthew 16:19. Matthew 16:19 and 18:18. Oh, this is, he says, I will give unto thee the keys, notice, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ. Go to 18. 18 what? 18:18. All right, 18:18. The Bible's not hard to understand. It's not hard to understand at all. It's just hard to believe at times. That's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing it. You got to rightly divide it. Like I said, a lot of people say, well, you got to be saved, you got to be baptized and endure to the end, speak in tongues and fall out, and you never know if you're sure if you get to go to heaven or not. They just, a lot of, man, I wouldn't want to live like that. I wouldn't want to wonder and hope so, think so, you know, and hold on and hold out and all that stuff. I don't have to hold on to him. He holds on to me. Thank God. Because if that was the case, brother, I tell you what, we'd be in a mess. Matthew 18, look at verse 15. And if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. It shall hear, and if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. If he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more. That is, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. And if he neglect to hear the church, then let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But I say unto you that if two or of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So go back to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10. We're going to go back over to 1 John here in a minute, just finish up the, hopefully. Hopefully that. Oh, let's see. Where were we? Matthew 10, verse 21. Where are we? Okay. If thy brother shall deliver up, the brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father to the child, and the children shall raise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endured the end, same shall be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. A lot of people thought that was, you know, in Germany when Hitler and Mussolini and then in Russia and all that, they were chasing the running Jews and killing Jews and all that stuff, and they thought, this is it. And here we are 60-70 years later, and it still wasn't it. Something's coming, and it's going to be worse than anything the world's ever seen. And it says, verse 24, disciples is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. Jesus Christ was crucified. He was persecuted. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? You're his household, but the Jews, Have you ever wondered why Jerusalem and the Jewish nation, why they're so, the United Nations are all, every nation in the United Nations, except for, I think, America, England, and push comes to shove, England would turn their back on Israel. And England is the one that helped Israel to get become a nation. And we're the only friends they have. And the United Nations, one day, they're all going to, even America, turn against them. So fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. For fear not them that kill the body. Look what he's preparing them. And also, he's preparing us. You say, will we go? There are some people believe we're going to go through the tribulation. I don't believe that. I don't believe that one bit. But you're going to go through some persecution. Fear not them that kill the body, but are able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both body or soul and body in hell. So you got a body, you got a soul, and you got a spirit. It didn't say spirit, it said soul. Spirit goes back to God. It says, are there two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father, but the very hair of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men. There's a great verse you need to mark in your Bible. You need to confess Jesus Christ before men. And as a Christian, as a child of God, you need to tell people that you're a Christian. I'm a saved man. I love Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed. But you better back it up with where you live. Because don't, I know guys be drunk as a skunk, call me up. And they'd be in the bar, I love Jesus Christ. I just want to tell you, preacher, at 2 o'clock in the morning. I just want to tell you I love Jesus Christ. And I did the same thing. I was saved. I was in the bar telling people about Jesus Christ and drunk as a skunk. That ain't the way he's going to be a good witness. Amen. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. The Bible says Jesus Christ is our advocate. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. He said, you confess me, I'll confess you. Thank God he is. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Now that's an interesting verse. If Jesus Christ stand up there before the Father and your name comes up and you ain't living right, does he turn around and say, well, looks at the Father, and the Father says, they're one of yours. Well, yeah. Or does he say, now I know this is talking Jewish, tribulation, but great verse for a child of God. But if whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. He said, I didn't come to send peace on the earth, you know. Jesus said that. Isn't that something? You know, the Bible says he's going to mount up in Revelation 19, going to come back. He's called the man of war. And at every Christmas time, everybody says, peace on earth. And yet, they always had these pageants, you know, these girls, they say, what are you going to work towards? I just want peace on earth. There is no peace without the Prince of Peace. You know what, look what he says about it. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and his daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foe shall be thee of his own household. I've seen this over and over and over again. When I got saved, my foe was those in my own house. My father, my mother, my sisters, and my brother. And guess what happened? They all got saved. They're not my foes anymore. And they got saved, and now we're together. A man's foe shall be they of his own household. That's why it's hard for a person to win their own family to Jesus Christ. Because your family knows you, and they'll say, oh, he's just going through a phase. I've seen this before. He went to another phase. He changed about this, and he changed about that, and he changed his way he looked, and changed his clothes, and he changed his hair, and he changed it. And they say, oh, he's just going through a phase. But then when you stay 10, 20, 30 years living for God, it'd be something. And look what he says. Here's a hard verse to swallow. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Woo. I've had people say, well, if my mother went to hell, I'm going to hell too. If my father went to hell, I'm going to hell too. I said, I wouldn't go to hell with my mother. I wouldn't go to hell with my father. Jesus Christ is the only one that went to hell for everybody. Amen. Paul was willing, he was willing to, lay down his life for the nation of Israel. But I'm not going to go to hell for my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. I wouldn't. Now, you'd be a fool to do it. So I love him. Well, I'm going to love him more than I love them. Amen. You know what the Bible says the Lord's going to do in Revelation? Look at this. Look at Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. We'll get back to 1 John next time. This thing was on my mind. It's been on my mind. Revelation 21, verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And look at this. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I believe when the Lord wipes away the tears, he wipes away the memory of your loved ones that went to hell. So how do you know? Look at Revelation chapter 20. And it says, the sea gave up the dead, verse 13. Verse 12, I saw the dead small and great stand before God, and the books were open. Look at 14, death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I know I got relatives that I really didn't know. Some of them I do know that probably are in the lake of fire. And when we get to heaven, you say, what's happening here is the white throne judgment. And we'll be there as spectators at the white throne judgment, watching death and hell brought up, and people come before God that's been in hell, and then God replays their life, and we're standing there behind him, and we're watching. We see our loved one, and I believe your loved one probably know who you are. I mean, even though we'd be like Christ, but can you imagine them saying, what about, he never told me. He didn't live for God. He never told me. And you'll be weeping, watching your loved ones get cast in the lake of fire because you never lived for God and you didn't want to live for God and you didn't want to do what's right. That's why when you get saved, the best thing you can do is get right with God, stay right with God. Amen. Stay right. And there's so many Christians out there living for themselves. And they're not even happy living doing their thing. Not even happy. I run into them all the time. They're not even happy. They think, well, I want to do my own thing. Well, I ain't happy. And I'm going to stand at the judgment seat, the white throne judgment, and then the Bible says, 21, God wipe away all our tears. Said, there ain't be no crying in heaven. Well, there'll be crying then. And God, I believe God's going to wipe away the memory of those people, your loved ones. I got saved, and I told you, I came home one night, drunk, wrecked the truck in the driveway, cursed all the neighbors, ran them in their house, and my father was sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair watching. I didn't know it. I was cursing all the neighbors, and I was running up and down the street, chasing them in their house, calling them every name in the book, saying all kinds of stuff to them, throwing rocks. I walked up on the porch, staggered up there. My father was sitting on the porch, and he was laughing. He never tried to stop me. He just sat there and laughing. When I walked up and I looked up and I saw him sitting in a chair, rocking chair, rocking, laughing, smoking a cigar. He said, saved, huh? Saved. You know, more saved than man in the moon. That cut me so deep. I went upstairs in my room, drunk, sat down, and a thought came to my mind, you just kicked your family into hell. I cried. I said, God, forgive me. I don't want to see my dad go to hell. I don't want to see my mom go to hell. My brother in prison, he got saved. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. Put the fear of God in me. Yeah, good thing to pray. Put the fear of God in me, God. I don't want nobody to go to hell because of the way I live. Matthew 10. We'll finish up. You say you love your family. If you really do love them, you'll live for God in front of them. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. We have people put their families before God. They'll put their children before God. They'll leave church and get mad and never go nowhere else because their kids lied to them about something or they did something. The kids did something and then they'll get out of church and the devil will use that to mess their lives up. I talked to somebody this week. I said, man, I know about everybody. And even when my kids were rebellious, going through stuff, when my kids, I said, I didn't quit church. Amen. I didn't quit living for God. I didn't quit preaching on sin. Amen. I remember Brother Squiggy was down in the kitchen one Sunday morning, and I was tears running down my face. Squiggy said, boy, don't you preach. Don't you quit. He said, preacher, don't you quit. I said, I'm with you. He said, I'm with you. I said, I'm not quitting. I'm not playing on it. No matter what the kids did, I'm not quitting. He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. For whosoever shall give to drink on the one of these little ones a cup of cool water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. The Lord's watching everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. Don't think that you're going to pull anything over his eyes. That's why I pray. I pray for people. I pray God help them. Because I don't even have to really get on. I mean, I want to. I do. But I know God's going to get them. And I know if he's your father and he's your child, he's going to correct you. Now, if I can keep you from going down that path, I will. But some people are hard-headed. Amen. All right. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Help us do what's right. Lord, when nobody else is around, nobody else is watching, we know that the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Oh, my Father, even the words we speak, we have to give account thereof in the day of judgment. My Father, I pray, God, you'd help my brothers and sisters, Lord. Thank you for them being in church on a Wednesday night. Missionaries offering and pray for missionaries. And I pray, God, that you'd please, Father, bless them, help them, help their families. You know the burdens of their hearts. And I pray, God, bless and meet the needs. And we'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.